It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
Looking to score a touchdown at your Super Bowl party? Serve your crew pulled pork sliders. Just because you may not have a barbecue pit or it's just too cold in February, doesn't mean you can't make your own delicious barbecue pulled pork at home, in your oven. For the cut of meat, I recommend using a Boston butt about 5 to 10 pounds. Start the day before so you can allow the pork to marinate overnight before cooking. First, slather the meat in yellow mustard and then generously coat with your favorite barbecue dry rub. Liquid smoke is the secret ingredient. Liquid smoke is an all-natural ingredient that is created from smoke piped through a special condenser. It gives food cooked indoors that smoky flavor that comes from outdoor grilling. Liquid smoke can be found near the barbecue sauces or in the spice section of most grocery stores. I mix it with a little Dale steak seasoning and then pour the mixture over the meat before popping it into a 325 degree oven. The weight of your piece of meat may vary slightly, so note that the cooking time is about 45 minutes per pound. Be sure to cook it until it reaches an internal temperature of 175 to 180 degrees. At this temperature, the meat is tender and will easily pull apart. And make sure your pork is tightly wrapped in foil while cooking to keep it juicy and tender. The pulled pork is delicious in the flavorful juices it was cooked in, but if you want to toss it with your favorite barbecue sauce, I recommend straining off the cooking liquid first. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Touchdown!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org. The Weekly Dish is made possible by Kitchens Unlimited, an appliance and cabinetry studio for kitchens, bath, and home since 1969. KitchensUnlimited.net.